The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Tragic thing happened during the election. It was a tragedy because you wouldn't have think of it. All of the problems that you have today, I don't think you would have had any of them. You'd only have success. And that's what's ultimately going to unify this country and unify this party. We have a great Republican Party with tremendous talent, and we want to have unity, and we're going to have unity, and it's going to happen very quickly. And I have been saying lately, success will bring unity to our country, and it happened before. We had the best economy our country's ever had, and people were calling me that I would have said, will never happen. It'll never happen. They wanted to get together African-American, Asian-American, Hispanic-American, women, men, people with diplomas from the best schools in the world, and people that didn't graduate from high school. Every single group was doing better than ever before. And it was a beautiful thing. Our country was coming together.
Donald Trump extolling his own virtues in unifying the country, which is another version of the big lie. The Super Tuesday results did not startle anybody. Pretty predictable. Nikki Haley having very limited success in Vermont. To talk about all of this, Scott Lucas, professor and political analyst at the Clinton Institute at University College Dublin. Scott, good morning.
Very good morning to you, Pat.
Nothing really extraordinary in what happened yesterday on Super Tuesday, but trying to go through the embers, Joe Biden obviously has his difficulties over Gaza. Donald Trump has his difficulties really in certain sectors of the electorate.
I think you summarized that well, Pat. For Joe Biden, in the states that allowed uncommitted as a choice, last night, because Biden faced only token opposition from other Democrats, you know, uncommitted got between 7% and 20% of the vote, with up to 20% in Minnesota. And some of that is because of people who are unsettled by the American policy on Israel and Gaza. But I think the bigger fracture and the bigger tension is on the Republican side. And it's interesting in that clip you played, you know, for all of Donald Trump's braggadocio and his altering of reality, he betrayed a bit of concern there. You know, you notice he kept hammering away at unity, unity, unity. And the reason for that is that Nikki Haley last night got about between 25 and 35% of the vote in most states. She won in Vermont with 47% of the vote. But what was even more significant than those numbers of people who wouldn't vote for Trump is that moderates who were surveyed in exit polls by a 2-to-1 margin, voted against Trump. Now, most of the voters, of course, were Trumpists and hardliners and deep conservatives. But those moderates do make up a significant chunk of the Republican Party. They're the reason why Nikki Haley stayed in the race for so long, even though she couldn't win. And it begs the obvious question. Come November, will those moderates sit on their hands, or some of them even defect to the Democrats, given the concern not only over Trump's legal problems, but over his damage to domestic policy and U.S. foreign policy?
Now, the question of whether they actually go out to vote, but maybe don't vote for a presidential candidate because they couldn't bring themselves to vote for Biden, or whether, as you suggest, they sit on their hands and they don't bother going out to queue and all the rest of it because, you know, of their reservations about Trump, and therefore they don't vote down the ticket. They don't go all the way down the ballot paper, and other Republicans suffer.
That's a huge point you've made, and one that the American media aren't really picking up on. Let's start off by saying that the contest for both houses of Congress is on a knife edge. The Democrats have a narrow majority in the Senate. The Republicans have a narrow majority in the House. So this isn't just a question of who takes the White House. It's who controls the legislature. And the fact is that Trump has been a drag on the Republicans when it comes to state contest. He was a drag in 2018 when the Democrats really well. He was a serious drag on the party in 2020. And in 2022, the candidates he endorsed singularly failed to win. So I think, you know, even if Trump could manage to win against Biden because of all the issues around Biden that will be whipped up by the media, it doesn't guarantee Republican success in Congress, which leads to even more uncertainty and instability in Washington in 2025.
There's another element to this. Now, whether any of the court cases will result in a felony conviction for Donald Trump. But the encouraging thing for Trump might be that 60% of many people in the exit polls said they'd vote for him even if he was convicted as a felon. But the worrying side of that is if 40% will not vote for him if he's convicted as a felon, that really puts his whole candidacy in jeopardy.
Yeah, this is linked to the, your point about moderates versus, the fire-breathing Trumpist. Yeah, Donald Trump said in 2015, I could shoot a man in the middle of Fifth Avenue in New York and people will vote for me. And for those 60% that you just talked about, yeah, sure, they'll come out. But 40% of Republicans who might think that this is a serious problem, independents who might think this is a serious problem, that will build up. And let me just flag up something again, because the American media don't often talk about issues. They get caught up in spectacle. In North Carolina, in the exit polls yesterday, the most important issues for those voters wasn't Biden's age. It wasn't, Donald Trump's braggadocio. It was education. It was immigration. It was women's rights. And it was democracy. And of course, democracy is a code word here for Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election and the Capitol attack of January 2021. That issue will continue. Now, with the media focus upon it as a serious issue, which is not just about Trump versus Biden, but a threat to the U.S. system.
The final question really is about Nikki Haley. No parties planned for celebrations, whether she expected to win Vermont or not. She didn't maybe expect to win anything else. But is she likely to hang on in there? Does she have the financial backing? Are there people in the Republican Party who desperately want her to hang on in there?
No, Nikki Haley will be out now within a few days, Pat, because Donald Trump will mathematically clinch the nomination no later than the third week in March. What the big thing that we watch now is what will Nikki Haley do? What will those people who are around Nikki Haley do? Will they, like other Republicans, cave in, like Ron DeSantis of Florida, bow down and kiss the ring of Trump? Or will they keep their distance? Not to support Joe Biden, but to say we need to look for an alternative to this man who is not only a threat to America, he's a threat to the Republican Party itself. So I think Haley's one to watch in terms of her immediate response, whether or not she endorses Trump. But she's one to watch because I think she's going to be a factor in the Republican Party if it can rebuild itself over the next few years.
Scott Lucas, professor and political analyst at the Clinton Institute at University College Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.